Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Voodoo Doll. In this file, I will be using something to control you, to tease you, to make you feel random things. Although not quite during this file, no, the real fun comes after you stop listening. So for now, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Some people are familiar with voodoo dolls. The dolls themselves are nothing special. Some clay, some herbs. No, the real thing that makes them more interesting is what they can do in the right circumstance. A voodoo doll becomes a gateway, a connection between the doll and the person it is connected to. And if I were to make a voodoo doll that is connected to you, if I were to caress that doll, you'd feel exactly what I was doing to it. If I were to spank it, you'd feel the spanks. Now just imagine how much fun it could be if someone had a voodoo doll of you. Just imagine every little detail of that connection. Close your eyes and feel, see, or even hear that connection. Because the connection is felt on both sides. It is possible to make you feel warmth by gently breathing on the doll, or to let you feel the pleasant scratching of a fingernail gently going over the surface. Maybe the connection to you is something you can see, like a silver thread, invisible and so subtle and fine, and yet more powerful than most people could conceive. Maybe it is a feeling of a resonance, connected by an inaudible sound, a wave that ripples invisibly through the sky between my soft touch over the doll and your body responding. And just imagine how easy it would be for me to use that doll in various ways, teasing it, tempting it, brushing over it with, well, maybe even a soft brush or a piece of fabric, fingertips, breath. There are so many ways in which you could be teased. So visualize that feeling. Really dive into the sensation. Embrace the sound of these words. Because the longer you're listening, the more powerful the connection becomes between you and this voodoo doll. Maybe I'm the one who manipulates it later, or it could easily be someone else that you trust. Or who knows what kind of naughty fantasies you have. Then again, part of your unconscious is aware of where the feelings come from, and it knows when it is safe to feel. You'll never quite know when or what is going to happen. A teasing caress, a soft, subtle sensation of blowing. The feeling of soft cotton or silk being dragged across your skin. Maybe even the softness of lips or a tongue that teases. Anything could happen anywhere at any time. Most of the day will probably feel as normal as ever, and then an unexpected rush of pleasure or desire, an unknown sensation or a shiver down your spine, a ghostly caress over your skin. Maybe even the subtlety of a breeze in a private place. You'll never be entirely sure if it was just the wind or your imagination, or if this strong connection that we've been building has truly been linked to a powerful voodoo doll. And it will only be used to tease you, to tempt you, to perhaps sometimes a little bit distract you. And it probably won't last longer than a day. But you'll never know for sure how or what is going to happen. And maybe you'll choose to listen to something more and allow your unconscious to be inspired even deeper. They are merely desires, though. The actual occurrences will be perhaps subtle, maybe not. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows you, will remain nice and deep, open to the suggestions that may be randomly triggered throughout the day. Anything could happen, anywhere, anytime. Or if my voice doesn't follow, you are free to awaken, although not disconnected, since the powerful connection will endure for quite a few hours more. enjoy.